It's just coming up to 11 o'clock after 4 again. I'm William English, and this is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. This first track is called So by Peter Reiling, and is from a CDR which was sent in to me called Vision of Opacity.
Why do I need to write you every day? I write you in order that I may touch your soul with the altruism of my art. Why do I
Well, in fact, that's track two from the CDR by Peter Reiling. And I intended to play track one, so I'm just going to go back a bit.
So, you didn't get anything, Peter? No big Gary come pick you up? Oh, you know, some dude with loads of bucks give you a big wad?
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing at all, I'm afraid, Jim.
Well, you didn't get nothing, Peter. You got recognition. Don't you think what Mel said about your piece was pretty amazing?
Yes, yes, recognition. I got plenty of that.
Come on, old chap, you know what I mean. An opportunity, something. I can't carry on being invisible 95% of the time. What's the point in that?
Oh, them. They just pick people up and throw them away again. One could say it's the disposable nature of the game. Fickle, yes. I always knew it, but to experience it like that, first hand. The discourse, you see, that's the point in all this frustration of mine. Yes, I appreciate well your beliefs in the subtlety and nuance of invisibility. I fear that's impossible, though. Please spare me these tedious justifications of your own procrastination. Come now, all this talk of idealism is base, merely a fundamental beginning. You assume my motives are the same. I've been wondering lately, of all these martyrs, idealistic wanderers, really, the pathos of it all just kills me. I refuse to submit, do you hear? What's that you say? Well, to be quite frank with you, I would certainly not describe it that way. The machine always falls apart from within. course, external forces have their part to play. Yes, there's always been a playoff between artistic idealism and commodity. One form or another, I think you'll find it's always existed. I'm afraid to say that playoff is generally to the detriment of art, the whims of a few wealthy and privileged individuals. Hence the fame of the posthumous. I'm sure you'll agree this really is all rather tragic. Please, sir, do not presume to tell me the reason for my own existence. There are no straightforward denials or acceptances. It is in the very nature of this beast to require a gladiatorial auditorium. You must see the inevitability of it all. The nature of the beast.
So that was by Peter Reiling, sent in on CDR. And he sent a nice little note in to me describing himself as indecisive, discombobulated, frozen and warm. So he's obviously sent it into the right programme. So this next track is by Bob Cobbing.
Make perhaps this part senso, can you? Thank you.
So that track was called Make Perhaps This Out Sense Of Can You by Bob Cobbing, Hugh Metcalf and Marlou Bangater from the LP Aberration 1988 on Clinker Sounds.
Vibrations are one thing, metaphors are another. I'm sitting in a room quite still with a cassette tape recorder in my hand, and you are next to some sort of means by which to channel these vibrations back into your head. I have been trying for a very long time to describe some of the discrepancies that I think occur when people try to communicate. The discrepancies occur because of a variety of things, one of them inherent in the linguistic form that we use. As Edward Hall says, we tend to transfer livingness to extensions that we create. We make a word and then we respect it rather than use it. People who make metaphors that extend and sort of echo down the line of human thought are those who are listening not to the words, but to the context in which the words are used. It used to be called poetry, and the way that people recognized the fact that the vibrations were metaphors was that we standardized the rhyme scheme or the rhythm. When people lived in caves, that's where they met. When they created the technology of language, they began to meet in words, and then in books, and then in movies and radio and records, and wherever you're hearing this sound right now. But in a sense, the essence of what we are isn't in the vibrations, in the extensions. It's in the metaphors that we create. Often people say that the most human thing about human beings is their ability to communicate. We are really all extraterrestrial in the sense that we come as a result of vibrating frequencies here. And as assembled, we tend not to mirror the dazzle. Most people use a linguistic form that only extends to the people immediately around them. Some people think of a metaphor form that extends to everyone. We all see only two objects as human beings, the sun and the moon. But we all have the potential for seeing the process in which we are all a part. One of the switches that has to occur in the next period of time is the switch from seeing people as the users of resources to people as the resources, with the stuff being only the means by which the resources are realized. 4 billion people means 4 billion possibilities, not 4 million mouths to feed. It means 4 billion metaphors. It means 4 billion different types of vibration. When at our best, we listen with all that. When at our worst, we tend to perceive other people as objects, as objecting to what we do. I cannot hear what you have just heard before I've said it, and I will not be able to hear until after I'm finished what you will hear after I've said it. The degree to which human beings are a success is the degree to which all their experiences enrich the present, not ensure the future. not glorify the past. Metaphors are one thing, vibrations are another.
That was called Vibrations, Metaphors by Edwin Schlossberg from a double LP from 1982 called Revolutions Per Minute, the art record. And this next track is called It's an Illusion by Art and Language and the Red Crayola.
It's an illusion. Separate technologies, another thing historically. There's no autonomous technology nor any ingrained tendency to dynamic autonomy. Ideology or instrumentality and separate technology is past domination. It's just not just autonomy that support for tech. Technological autonomy has mystery as history. In spite of shared technology, the class active history of the British motor industry is different from that of the French.
Thank you.
That last track was by Henri Chopin, called Le Fond de la Gorge, or Throat Power, from 1974.